Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Today's cattle futures market was pretty quiet, but finished on the positive side here. The feeder cattle were in the green across the board, with the August up 45 at 141.77, September's 47 higher at 143.45, October 65 higher at 143.77, and November 52 higher at 143.47. And then live cattle were weaker on the August and October, down 12 in August at 101.72. The October's down 22 at 105.90. December's unchanged here at 110.32. So a pretty quiet day, not a whole lot of activity as we get through midweek here. We've got a cold storage and a cattle on feed this week. That cattle on feed report is on Friday after the market closes. The early estimates for on feed July 1st are 100% or 11.48 million head. It's a really big number. Not as big as last year. It's slightly lower, I think, than last year, but last year was right up there with the record. Placements in June at 104% or 1.822 million head. Then marketed in June 101% or 1.967 million head. So that report will be after the close on Friday. Looks like this week we're going to get 96 cash trade to round out the week. That's at a discount to where we are here on the August by about $3 or $4.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
And the grain futures market was higher today. We had corn 3 to 4 higher, so it means up 2 to 3 higher. Chicago wheat about 5 to 6 higher. Kansas City wheat up 5 to 6. Caught a bit across the board on the grain futures. No real bullish news. It's just the market has not really had any bearish news either. The weather forecast actually looked pretty decent at this point. We're getting past that really fearful forecast here this time of year. The 2 and 3 week forecast, if they start getting hot, that's when you get a rally. So you can get a little bit of that, but it doesn't look like it's anything major at this point. The cotton futures today were under pressure. They were down 41 at 62.54. All of these agriculture futures really need something new to change, either good or bad, to make the market move. At this point, it doesn't look like China buying will keep doing. I know they bought some more grain earlier today, or an unknown destination bought new grain today, soybeans specifically, and that helped the soybean market. But we need some major buying to really get that market moving, or some sort of weather issue to keep that under pressure, keep the crop yields under pressure, and that would also push the market higher. But it doesn't look like that's a factor right now. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 83, and it has 26,809. The S&P is up about 5.5 at 32.57.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.